ISD 200 School Board Director Mike Reese recently sat down with KDWA's Dan Massman to discuss his experience as a new board member, the recent resolution to censure Reese, and the practical details of that censure outlined in a May 6 letter from Superintendent Dr. Robert McDowell. One of the issues, in addition to several others noted in the resolution, was questions Reese had regarding the teacher's contract and his request to review actions regarding it.
What really prompted the whole me wanting to speak with legal is that teacher's contract. I had brought that up 4 or 5 different times to Bob, and I wasn't getting answers, and then his answers weren't complete, so I asked to speak with the attorneys to get some solid answers, and they just kept giving me the runaround, and then next thing you know, I'm getting voicemail and emails from Bob saying that they were revoting on the contract after speaking with legal, and when I had asked for that information, I was never provided that.
As a result of Reese's action, the board passed, with a split vote, a resolution to censure Reese that says, in part, quote, "The school board hereby authorizes Superintendent McDowell, with input from Chair Davis, to work with the district's legal counsel to place appropriate and reasonable time, place, and manner restriction on Mr. Reese's communications with the district staff," unquote. He has been limited in the number of times he can present queries to Superintendent McDowell.
I'm only allowed to communicate with staff, send one request per week with a maximum of 2 questions, even if it results in follow-up questions, and I can only do it during business hours.
The entire interview is available on the in-depth page of KDWA.com, and copies of the letter will also be posted on KDWA.com.